Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. The subject we're dealing with at present is called Easter. What is it all really about? A victory or defeat? We're doing the third take today, the third audio take, and the topic we're dealing with today is called Satan Rules, point four, and also God's Plan of Redemption, point five. Let us start with point four, the temptation of Jesus. Reading from Luke chapter 4, verses 1 to 8. Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being tempted for 40 days by the devil. And in those 40 days he ate nothing, and afterwards, when they had ended, he was hungry. And the devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." But Jesus answered him, saying, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." Then the devil, taking him on a high mountain, showed him the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, "All authority I will give to you, and their glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I will give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you will worship before me, all will be yours." And Jesus answered and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." What I want to point out here, that the temptation of Jesus was real. Why was it real? Because Satan had the authority and the power that was transferred from Adam and Eve and mankind to him. The confirmation of this can be seen in the scriptures. Luke chapter 4, verse 5. The devil, taking him up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, "All authority I will give you, and their glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I will give it to whomever I wish." Verse 7, "Therefore, if you will worship before me, all will be yours." Verse 8, "And Jesus answered and said, 'Get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve.'" What I want you to see here very clearly, that Satan is stating his authority and what he has in the scriptures, what he has received from mankind through the sinfall in the garden. Jesus was tempted by Satan and offered all the power and all authority. Satan had the power to give. But Jesus responds with the word to Satan. Instead of acting on what Satan said, Jesus passed the first test the first Adam failed. We see in the Garden of Eden where Satan came to Adam and Eve and tempted them, and they took that temptation. And of course, because of that, they fell into sin, and sin entered into the garden. We see Jesus coming along with another temptation from Satan, but Jesus did not fail this temptation. He passed it. Where the first Adam failed, the last Adam, which is Christ Jesus, did not fail. He did not come under Satan's temptation, but he came under the word of God and obeyed his Father. Through the sin fall, Satan was elevated over mankind. We also see in the scriptures in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3, it says, "But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ Jesus, who is in the image of God, should shine on them." We see quite clearly in this scripture that Satan is referred to the God of this age, little g, G-O-D, where God is referred to as God, G-O-D, capital G in the scriptures. Even though Satan is referred to as the God of this age or the God of this world, he is not a God. Clearly what it really means, there is only one God of the universe, and that's God the Father, Jehovah. But what the scriptures are saying is, because Satan was elevated above mankind, he became the God of this world. But he's still a fallen angel, but he's not in the God class. Under Satan's rule, we see through sin that the curse enters into God's creation, and that includes sickness, disease, poverty, lack, debt. It's called the curse. Let us now go to the fifth topic, God's plan of redemption. His plan of redemption for man through his Son Jesus Christ, which is the seed. Let me go now to the scripture, Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. This is God talking to Satan, "And I will put enmity, a state of opposition, between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed, and he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel on the cross. Let me just clarify this a little bit. Your seed is equal to Satan's family. Her seed is equal to God's family, and it, the seed, is referred to Jesus Christ. God spoke word through the prophets over 4,000 years that there is one coming, a Messiah. He spoke the word into the earth, and the word, Jesus, became flesh. Man was the key figure of the fall, and man had to be the key figure of redemption. And Jesus is referred to the last Adam. Again, what I'm saying is, the first Adam made a mess in the Garden of Eden, and God sent his son 4,000 years later as the last Adam to correct the problem the first Adam made. Where the first Adam failed and obeyed Satan, Jesus did not obey Satan. He passed the test that the first Adam failed. Jesus knew that he had to go to the cross to legally obtain man's redemption and the authority that he had lost in the fall. Man had been given so much authority before the fall that the sin affected three worlds in existence: heaven, earth, and under the earth. And everything that had become perverted had to be cleansed, up to but not including the third heaven where God lives. God had a plan of redemption from the very beginning in the Garden of Eden, and that plan of redemption was the Messiah, Christ Jesus. I hope you've enjoyed today's message. Thank you for being with me, and God bless.